Sam, I don't know, like, what kind of drugs you're on or if you've been hypnotized, but you're just saying things now. You're saying things that don't make any sense. You're saying that to embrace sin because of your faith and you're conflating Jesus with Satan, and you sound absolutely absurd. And I'm not offended, but I'm concerned for you and for your life. And it's you who needs to think, Samantha, because you're saying things that literally don't make any sense. What do you think it means to deny yourself? It's like you're laughing at me while you're talking to me, is the sense that I get. Because you're just you're quoting me, and then you're contradicting me, and you're saying these contradictions are the same thing. Now, if you go after the things that you want, first of all, you're not going to get them. And if you think you got them, it's a lie. You're not going to keep it. This has already happened to you with your family. It happened to me with mine. It happens to everyone. That's why everyone is in hell, because we go after the things that we want and we try to take control because we are chiefly concerned with ourselves, and we forget, or we never knew, that we're a part of something a lot bigger, Samantha. And if you are chiefly concerned with your experience and with your pleasure, then so be it. I'm not going to judge you. There's only one who judges you. And he's not going to give his judgment to me. He's going to give it to you directly. And it's going to be, you'll see it in the outcome of this philosophy that you have. You are telling me, in essence, that good is evil, and evil is good.
As above, so below. As within, so without.
It's like you sound like a cartoon character the way you're saying these things. What is as above, so below? Above is God, and below is man. And so we can see what God does is good, right? So we can see God on earth by what is good. If something is good on earth, we know that it is the work of God. And so, and by the way, you should judge, and it's actually called hate in the original sense of the word. Hate is righteous judgment, calling somebody to be better. And the way that we use the word hate now is from the perspective of the person who is being righteously judged. Well, so here is righteous judgment. I don't have it. It's not coming from me. But it's on you. And you'll understand soon, Sam. But I'm not interested in whatever you're doing here. Let's see. I'm gonna read your messages. Deny yourself or subject yourself. All is used for good. In the end, there is only ever good. No. What are you talking about? There's only ever good. No, people who deny the Lord are not good. They're evil. Evil, what is evil? So Jesus Christ said, he equated liars and with sorcerers, thieves, adulterers, and murderers. And he said, theirs is the pit which burns with fire and brimstone. What is fire, by the way? I mean, you could think of it in a biblical sense as just the pain associated with sin. Okay, so this is why what you're saying, you're like, I feel like you're messing with me. But I know that you're not. And that's why I'm like, what are you smoking? Are you smoking crack? What's going on? Sin causes pain. Self-indulgence causes pain. It causes families to break up. It causes people to get diseases. It causes people to go to prison. It causes people to die. Self-indulgence. Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, and he said that we should love one another as he has loved us, right? We should wash each other's feet. We should serve each other. That is sacrifice, is just serving one another and living to help people. Yes, that's more noble than living for what you like. What about your neighbor? How is your neighbor doing? If we weren't meant to embrace individuality, we would not have been placed in individual bodies to experience life separately. Being able to hold space for another is as important as being able to hold space for yourself. I see where you're coming from, Sam. You need to read this book, man. It explains everything. It explains everything. I had the same questions as you. See, this is why I can't judge you, and this is why I wouldn't, because I've been you. Dude, I've been worse. I've been way worse than you. Man. It's kind of like suck being a woman, because it was really hard pretending for 5 years. It was really hard. I mean, when does pain ever come from good? And how does pleasure ever come from evil? The words good and evil are literally just augmentations of the words God and devil. See, Lucifer is Lucifer. Well, there's a thing, you know, Lucifer is a lie. Think of the Baphomet with a hand pointing up and a hand pointing down, and inverting truth and lies. This is what I've been trying to tell you about with witches. There's a lot of figurative language. The Bible is all figurative language. The Norse mythologies are all figurative language. All these things are all figurative. And they all tell the same story about how evil people confound others by fusing the truth with lies. It's called Talmudism. This is what the Talmud teaches people how to do, how to subvert a person's mind using subtleties in language. Let's see. Seek inner knowing even when you seek external, because God is within you. So how could you possibly have inner knowing? Where does knowing come from? This is the important thing to understand. Where does knowledge come from? Knowledge, to know. What does it mean to know something? To discern what is true, right? So God is also called, he's called in the New Testament, the Spirit of Truth, or the Holy Spirit. Holy means separate. It means separate. So consciousness comes, is not an emergent property of the brain, Sam. It's not part of your brain. There is no intelligence built in to you or to anyone. There is this antenna, and some people's antenna is more or less, they're more or less complex. Some people receive the Holy Spirit much better than others. In this, we have learned to measure as intelligence. But a lot of people, how about ourselves? For example, how about me? Let's focus on me. A lot of people, me not now, how about me when I was 20? A lot of people have really sophisticated antennas. How about me when I was, you know, when I was 29? My whole life, until I read this book and I learned this fundamental truth. I mean, my whole life I had this sophisticated antenna, and I did a lot of thinking, and boy, I was good at it. And I acquired much data. You see, until you're baptized by the Holy Spirit, no matter how smart somebody thinks they are, at the most, they can acquire data. But until you have understanding, then the data, the good data is not discernible from the bad data. You can't tell what's true and what's a lie. So, and you said seek inner knowing. How do we seek inner knowing? Well, if we are concerned with inner pleasure, how are we seeking inner knowing? If we're concerned with our pleasure, well, pleasure just terminates the mind, right? When you're getting off, you're not thinking. And if you're getting off and like something important occurs to you, you might start to feel guilty. We're not thinking about what's right and what's true when we're concerned with what feels good to us and what we want because it feels good. See, you're advocating one thing, and then you're advocating the other thing. I mean, it doesn't make sense, Sam. God is within you if you... Let's see. So if you're going to use these terms from the Bible, then let's put it in context. You're just cherry-picking these phrases that you're familiar with, probably just from me. You're cherry-picking these phrases, and then I'm giving you the rest of the picture, and you're denying it. You're saying, no, I like these parts where it says, God is within you, because that fits in with what I like. But, like, there's more to it, Sam. God is not within you when you're born. God is not within you when you're 10 or 20 or 30. Some people live their whole lives in hell, and they never know God. God's not within everybody. God's not within anybody at all until they sacrifice themselves on a daily basis. Until they, Jesus said, anyone who will come after me, pick up your cross and follow me. But what you're saying is, oh, but it's not what I like. You know, I think I could set down the cross and I'll still be okay. I just set down the cross and everything will be fine. You see? You should start talking like that. Oh, and you're allowed to lean into whatever you want as much as you want because you're an individual. I'm not here to start a call to make everybody think the same, because if everyone were the same, it would be hell. You see, whenever it's unity and diversity in one body. Uniqueness and individuality is important, Julian. I agree. I never said that it isn't. Man, we ought to be on the phone. Oh, I guess this is better. You should send me a voice message. It's cool because we can't interrupt each other and lose our train of thought. I didn't mean for this to be that long, by the way. Now I'm like responding to you in real time. Okay, so 1 Corinthians 12. Go read that. It's not long. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul, it's a letter from Paul to the Corinthians about the body of Jesus Christ. About how Jesus is unity and diversity in one body. So we are all individual members of one body, and we are unique, and we need to be unique. Our hands are unique, our feet are unique, our body parts are not like one another, except for the ones where there are two. Right? But they're all pretty unique, but they all have to work together to make a Samantha or a Julian, right? Here's the thing about uniqueness and individuality. It's so important, and it's so niche. I mean, think about that. Everybody is different. We all have different combinations of talents and gifts, but on our own, they're all useless. They're all useless. And if we're not using these to if we're not converging with others to do something greater than serving ourselves, then who cares? Guess what? A person who has this great antenna and have all these talents, he's a dead man. She's a dead woman if they isolate and they do not sacrifice themselves. Because as much as they have, they can't use it until they have acquired the Spirit of Truth, who only comes and possesses you. Like, God literally comes from another dimension and possesses your body, right? He possesses you, but he doesn't do it until you stop indulging. He's like, that's my body. What is she doing with my body? It's, why is it so selfish? Why is it so sad? Why doesn't it turn away from these emotions? If she could turn away from the emotions, then I'll come down from heaven and possess her and show her my will and make her and her family great in my name. Because God does everything to glorify himself. And we as his body become glorified with him when we serve him. And to serve him, what it means to serve him is to serve others.